Many children make it all the way through the primary grades without ever having a male teacher. The vast majority of school teachers are women, and that's especially true in elementary schools. The entire state of South Carolina, for example, has fewer than 200 black male elementary teachers. Educators say the shortage has important consequences in poor and minority communities where positive male role models are scarce. NPR's Rachel Jones visited a Clemson University program that's looking for a few good men.
In the office of Palmetto Elementary School in Williamston, two fifth graders in charge of raising the flag are trying to explain to Principal Jerome Hudson just what went wrong this morning.
And on the fourth tie, the rope snapped.
The rope snapped.
And it came down. No more flag. The rope came down.
Hudson is a calm, patient father figure. The two boys are almost giddy as they vie for his attention and his advice.
Well, what shall I do about that?
You should give him a pat and then, like, the teachers for life.
Okay, what about just getting a new rope?
Yeah.
Student council can purchase a new rope. How about that?
Hudson settles the problem and sends the boys back to class. But in a way, this scene points to a larger problem in his school and at many others across the nation. As an African American, Hudson believes there are too few black male role models in American schools. That's especially true in communities where some children grow up without fathers in the home. For example, take one of the boys who just left the principal's office. He's African American, and Hudson says he's one of the smartest kids in the school. But the boy is keeping a big secret.
I found out this year that his father's incarcerated. It's amazing. You know, in a certain situation, he could probably go and do anything. But that's just kind of a tough situation that you face with sometimes.
Of 43 teachers at this school of more than 600 students, only 5 are black, and none of them are men. Statewide, less than 1% of more than 20,000 elementary school teachers are black men. So Hudson is counting on the Clemson program to help him recruit black male teachers. Known as Call Me Mister, the program involves students at Clemson and 8 historically black colleges and universities in South Carolina. The program gets its name from the 1970 Sidney Poitier movie, They Call Me Mr. Tibbs. Roy Jones directs Call Me Mister. He says that while cultural diversity is the main goal, the program has another purpose.
I believe that we really are developing young men first and teachers second. And we're developing leaders first and teachers second, who become great teachers because they have a strong sense of who they are and the direction they're going.
So far, Call Me Mister has worked with more than 120 students. Misters are closely mentored throughout their college careers. They have access to tutoring, internships, and personal development seminars. Call Me Mister also helps graduates land jobs in schools around the state, like Westcliff Elementary in Greenville.
The bear had been their undoing, though at the time they had all laughed. No, Mama had never laughed.
With his booming voice, Mark Joseph commands the attention of 12 fidgety fourth graders. The 29-year-old former high school football star graduated from Claflin University in Orangeburg last year. Today, Joseph is reading a story called The Bear, about life in a Vermont cabin in 1843. He's teaching his students how to retain the information they hear.
How many people do we know so far?
Rachel.
Okay, the babies. The name of the babies?
Rachel.
And who else did
Charles.
I say? Huh?
Charles.
Okay, Charles is a character. Who else?
The mama.
I can't
remember the other
name.
Rachel. No.
Oh. Girl that think that they're babies.
Okay, we're going to try this again. So what strategy am I using now? Okay, I'm a monitor and clarify again. We're going to reread this, all right? The bear had been there.
Joseph is the only black male teacher at Westcliff. He says that when he gets up every morning and puts on a suit and tie for school, he knows he's doing more than just teaching.
On a daily basis, I get to express to them a different image that they're not accustomed to. I get to express an image of success as a person who has goals, as someone who truly cares about them.
But Joseph also knows he's not just influencing the boys in his class. Just ask 10-year-old Kathy.
Mr. Joseph's my first male teacher, and when I first came in the classroom, I thought that he was going to be a little tougher than the girls. And when I got to know him a little better, he's nice, and he has energy and makes learning fun.
Still, Joseph can't help noticing how boys like 10-year-old Trey respond to his presence in the classroom.
Like, my last year teacher hated me, but, well, I hated her. But Mr. Joseph, I like him being a teacher because he's way nicer. And, well, he understands me because once he was a boy.
In mid-March, Clemson University will sponsor a national conference on recruiting black male college students for elementary teaching positions. Rachel Jones, NPR News.